Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're zeroing in on something pretty specific, but really critical. Owning one of those precision-engineered Audis, you know, right here in the demanding Dallas Metroplex environment.
That's right. If you've invested in, say, a sleek S5 or maybe a Q7, you know, you bought top-tier German engineering. Performance. Style.
Absolutely. But it's a big investment, and protecting it. Well, that's the challenge, especially with our triple-digit heat and that notorious DFW traffic.
And that really sets up our mission for you today. We're diving into sources that spell out exactly why just standard maintenance isn't going to cut it for these cars. Not here.
Right. The kind of thing your average quick lube place offers.
Yeah.
Probably not the best idea.
Definitely not. It can actually be a hazard for these high-tolerance vehicles. We're mapping out the specialized care needed for Audis living in Dallas, Plano, White Rock, all around the area.
And our sources today, they aren't just generic car manuals. They get specific. They detail failure points, the kind of expertise you need, even the proprietary tools required to keep these machines running like they should.
Yeah, it's essentially a deep dive into the stress test your car faces every single day just by being here.
It's fascinating because the recommendations aren't just technical. They're really localized, like aggressively localized.
Exactly. They go way beyond general best practices. They really acknowledge the relentless stress of, you know, those long commutes, the extreme heat cycles we get here in North Texas.
So driving the same Audi here versus somewhere cooler like Seattle.
Yeah.
Totally different maintenance needs.
Radically different. Your schedule here has to be much more proactive.
Okay, so let's dig into this. Precision machines, yes. But what is it exactly about Dallas, the roads, the climate, that stresses these European cars so much? And what does that specialized care actually look like?
Let's start with what some sources call the Dallas differential, because this environment really does hit these cars differently.
Especially high-performance German cars, built with those high tolerances.
Absolutely. They're particularly sensitive. You've got, well, basically three big stressors working together. First, the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy, stop and go. You know the drill.
Oh, yeah. Commuter life here.
Second, the extreme summer heat. Not just hitting 100, but pavement temps radiating 120, 130 degrees plus for hours.
Brutal.
And third, don't forget those sudden temperature swings. Spring, fall.
All right.
Warm one day, cold the next. That's really tough on rubber and plastic parts.
Okay, I get traffic is hard on brakes, but why does it punish an Audi transmission specifically? Don't all cars stop and go?
Well, yes, but it comes back to that high-tolerance engineering. Many Audis, particularly the sporty ones, use really sophisticated transmissions. Think S-tronic, DSG, dual-clutch systems.
Right, those super-fast shifting ones.
Exactly. Yeah. Incredibly precise. But that constant stop and go, it means countless little micro-stress events on the clutches, on the complex mechatronic unit controlling it all.
Ah, okay.
And that generates a massive amount of heat inside the transmission fluid itself, which breaks down its viscosity way faster than normal.
So you're risking early wear, maybe shuttering shifts, if you just follow the standard fluid change schedule?
Precisely. You really need a localized, more frequent schedule for that.
So it's not just the brakes getting hammered, it's the transmission's own complexity generating extra heat on top of the Texas heat.
Exactly. And speaking of heat, the cooling system.
Mm.
Obviously, it's under incredible strain.
That feels like the biggest enemy here.
It really is. Modern German engines, they're often compact, lots of plastic components, use hoses, reservoirs, fittings to save weight, help with packaging.
But plastic and extreme heat, not a great combo long term.
Not at all. Those plastics degrade faster than you'd think under constant triple-digit heat and pressure. The source is really warned about this. Intense heat, then maybe a sudden cool down after a thunderstorm.
Makes them brittle.
Yeah, brittle. They can fail without much warning. And an overheating issue here in a Dallas summer. That can escalate to catastrophic engine failure very, very quickly if that cooling system isn't watched like a hawk, meticulously maintained.
And we're focusing on the engine, the transmission, but what about just the roads themselves? Dallas roads aren't exactly smooth autobahns.
Definitely not. Potholes, endless construction, uneven surfaces. They take a specific toll on that sophisticated Audi suspension.
That precision handling people pay for.
Right. It comes from finely tuned shocks, struts, steering parts, constant jarring from bad pavement, especially hitting bumps on, say, the high-speed curves on DFW highways. It just accelerates wear on bushings, linkages.
So if the car starts feeling a bit sloppy or the tires wear unevenly?
That urban driving environment is probably the cause. You'll need a specialized alignment to get that factory feel back.
All the stress, it really leads directly to needing special expertise, doesn't it?
It does. The hardware is complex, it's under constant attack. Maintaining it isn't just about swapping parts. It demands deep, specialized knowledge.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for owners, because it kind of challenges the whole idea of just going to any repair shop. Our sources are clear. Drive an Audi, you need Audi certified pros. Ongoing training, why is that certification so critical?
Well, think of it like this. A general mechanic might speak basic car English. They can read a check engine light code.
Okay.
But an Audi certified tech, they speak fluent car German. Mm-hmm. They use advanced factory level diagnostic software.
The kind general shops just don't have.
Exactly. It's expensive. It's brand specific. Right. They just don't invest in it.
So it's more than just a fancy code reader. It's like a translator for the car's brain.
Precisely. This software doesn't just pull generic fault codes. It talks to specific control modules, checks sensor readings against really tight tolerances, lets techs perform complex tasks.
Like what?
Like recalibrating adaptive cruise control after work, or properly resetting the DSG clutch adaptation after a fluid change. These are critical functions a generic scanner just can't do.
And if it's done wrong or not done at all?
You lose performance. Fuel efficiency suffers.
Yeah.
You might even compromise safety features. That famous Audi feel. Gone.
And this precision thinking extends to the parts too, right? The whole OEM versus aftermarket debate.
Mm-hmm.
Is using genuine Audi parts really that important?
Oh, absolutely critical, especially with these high-tolerance systems. OEM means original equipment manufacturer, built to the exact specs Audi engineers designed. Same materials, same tiny tolerances.
Whereas a generic part might just look the same.
Right. It might fit, but it might lack the precise metallurgy or the exact dimensions needed. Using a cheaper part, especially in critical systems like cooling or brakes, well, it can lead to failures down the road. The system has almost no margin for error.
So that small saving up front
almost always leads to a much bigger repair bill later. It's just not worth the risk.
The main goal here, then, it sounds like, is catching tiny issues before they become big problems. Things a general shop wouldn't even see.
That's the whole point. That diagnostic capability, that deep knowledge. It's the difference between, like the source says, a $200 scheduled service preventing a $2,000 emergency repair.
Detecting things that affect fuel economy or performance long before a warning light even pops up.
Exactly. Being proactive, not reactive.
Okay, let's walk through the practical side for the listener. We know why this care is needed. Now, what needs doing and when, especially for an Audi owner here in DFW?
Right. We need to structure this around those environmental factors, starting with, well, what you feel the most.
The air conditioning. I might have guessed engine oil first, with the heat. Why AC, top of the list.
That's a great point. It's because the AC system is actually tied into the engine's overall thermal management.
How so?
Well, if your AC is struggling, maybe low on refrigerant, compressor failing it makes the engine work harder, increases parasitic drag, adds more stress to a cooling system already battling 105 degree air.
Ah, so it's a chain reaction.
Exactly. Services need to meticulously check compressors, evaporators, refrigerant levels, and especially those cabin air filters, which get filthy here. If your AC starts blowing even a little bit warm, you're stressing the engine too, not just yourself.
Good to know. Okay, now let's talk engine lifeblood. Oil and filter changes. Lots of Audis advertise, 10,000-mile intervals now with synthetic oil. Should DFW drivers ignore that?
The sources strongly suggest yes. The 10,000 miles might be fine for cruising in moderate climates. But our conditions, heavy traffic, intense heat, lots of short trips, that's severe duty driving.
Right.
It means the oil breaks down faster, needs changing more often to protect against thermal breakdown sludge. The recommendation really leans towards 5,000 to maybe 7,500 miles here. It protects that expensive engine.
That's a big difference, crucial for owners to hear. Okay, beyond fluids, engine management itself.
Yeah, routine engine diagnostics and tune-ups are key. Using that factory-level software we talked about, a standard tune-up is often just plugs and filters.
But for an Audi?
The diagnostic part is arguably more important. It spots subtle things, tiny variations in air-fuel mixture, early sensor degradation, letting techs optimize performance before you notice a drop in fuel economy or weird emissions.
Makes sense. And we talked about the transmission taking a beating in traffic. What's the preventative maintenance there?
Transmission service is more than just a fluid dump and fill. Routine checks and diagnostics are vital. For those dual clutch systems, it often means checking fluid levels under specific temperatures and, crucially, doing those software-based clutch adaptation resets.
To keep the shift smooth.
Exactly. Keeps them seamless, protects the long-term health of a very expensive component.
And finally, tackling the wear and tear from our lovely roads. Tires and alignment.
Your tires are everything, and DFW roads punish them. So regular rotation, precise balancing, that's not negotiable. But alignment checks need to be frequent too.
More frequent than people might think.
Definitely. Hitting one bad pothole can throw those specific Audi alignment angles way off. That leads to rapid, uneven tire wear, messes with handling stability. Get it checked often.
Okay, beyond the obvious check engine light, what other maybe more subtle warning signs should you look out for?
Look for performance changes. A key one is reduced fuel efficiency when your driving habits haven't changed. Pay attention to the feel of the car.
Like vibrations.
Yeah, subtle vibrations at highway speed could mean wheel balance or even a suspension issue brewing. Any weird smells from the engine bay, especially a sweet smell, that's often coolant leaking, needs immediate attention.
And the AC.
Track how long it takes to cool down. If it's gradually taking longer and longer, that's a clear sign the system's starting to struggle. Don't ignore it.
So, bringing it all together, this specialized approach sounds potentially more involved, maybe more costly upfront, but the sources frame it differently, right? As protection.
Absolutely, as an investment. And they back it up. First, these specialized services often come with really solid warranties, like a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on their work. That gives you peace of mind.
Which is huge. And we absolutely have to hit that warranty myth again, the idea you must go to the dealer.
Yes. It's probably the biggest piece of financial empowerment here. You do not need to use the dealership for service to keep your factory Audi warranty valid.
Thanks to federal law.
Exactly. The Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act protects you. As long as the service is done by qualified techs, like the certified specialists we're talking about, using OEM or equivalent parts, and it's all documented meticulously, your warranty is safe.
That gives owners real choice and potentially saves them money compared to dealer prices.
Often significant savings, yes. It completely changes the ownership cost perspective.
And speaking of cost, that comparison the source made was pretty stark.
It really sums up the preventative value. The source literally says a $200 scheduled service can prevent a $2,000 repair. And that's not hyperbole. That's the reality of catching small issues before they cascade into, major engine or transmission damage. Preventative care is just smart money.
And finally, this is a big metroplex. Time is valuable. Specialized service needs to be convenient too.
Right. The good independent specialists recognize this. They offer things like multiple locations, Dallas, Plano, White Rock free shuttle rides so your day isn't totally disrupted, courtesy car washes, transparent digital estimates so you approve work before it starts.
The whole package, really, tailored for a busy owner.
Exactly. It's about respecting your time as much as your vehicle.
Well, that brings us towards the end of this deep dive. I think the core takeaway is pretty clear. Audis are amazing, complex machines, but standard care just isn't enough for the unique heat and stress they face here in Dallas.
Nope. Precise, specialized care isn't optional. It's really non-negotiable if you want longevity and performance.
Using those certified techs, the right tools, it protects performance, safety, and saves money long term.
It's all about being proactive, especially when the climate itself is sort of working against your car's high tolerance parts.
So this knowledge helps protect your car and your driving enjoyment right now. But let's leave you with one final thought. Thinking long term, beyond just keeping the car running well today, how does this kind of meticulously documented, specialized maintenance protect the actual value of your investment?
Ah, that's the crucial final piece. Think about resale. When it's time to sell your Audi, imagine having a binder full of receipts showing years of certified, specialized maintenance, all using OEM parts.
That's proof.
It's absolute proof the car was cared for exactly as the factory intended, even under tough Texas conditions. That documented history. It massively boosts buyer confidence. It directly supports a higher resale price, safeguarding the money you put into that car from day one. That paper trail is the ultimate value protection.